This is Dr. Singh and dictating from Regency at Livonia. Patient first name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, last name is Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R. Her date of birth is 9-17-1968, date of evaluation is 7-12-2023. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, comma, history of alcohol use. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 54 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 7-7-2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patients, our chart indicates history of alcohol use, possible dependency, protein calorie malnutrition, depression, hypertension, difficulty in walking, history of falls. Next paragraph. During my evaluation, patient minimized problems with alcohol, but did acknowledge that she drinks beer. Period. Patient was apparently found on the floor at home when family was unable to reach her. Period. Patient denies any substance abuse. She denies any history of DTs and denies any history of psychiatric hospitalization. Patient reports that she has been depressed for many years since her boyfriend died. Reports that she was on Celexa for quite some time. Her chart indicates that she is currently on mirtazapine, 7.5 milligram HS. Period. Patient CT scan of brain was negative in the hospital. Hospital records indicate possible history of DTs, but patient denied experiencing any severe withdrawal symptoms, hallucinations. Period. Patient reports that she wants to get better and go home. Next paragraph. Patient reports that she has three children. One son lives in Texas. One daughter lives in Lansing but might be moving to Northville. Patient lives with the other daughter. Patient reports that she was married previously, but her husband cheated on her. Next paragraph, under review system, general weakness, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported. Genitourinary, gastrointestinal, non-reported, musculoskeletal, some weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, and endocrine, hemorrhages, non-reported. Next paragraph. Under histories and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph. Mental status examination. Blood pressure is 130 over 82, pulse 102, respiration 18. Next paragraph. General appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting on an exercise bike in physical therapy room, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought process intact, association normal, thought content denies any suicidal homicidal ideation, perceptual disturbances, non-level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person, place, time, memory, recent, impaired, attention, concentration with the normal part of knowledge, with the normal judgment and insight. Limited, minimizing history of alcohol use. Next paragraph for medications. Current medications are number one, MAR review. Number two, mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph under assessment and plans. Alcohol use unspecified with alcohol induced mood disorder F10.94. Plans, patient may benefit from counseling and would benefit from substance abuse counseling upon discharge. Period, encouraged abstinence. Number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.0. Plans continue mirtazapine as prescribed. Next paragraph. Under disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and side effects. Check that box. Next paragraph, under order and procedure 99305, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of Remeron, risk benefit statements, and a decision to treat. My medical determination above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. Check that box. Next paragraph. This is end of dictation.